about the singing. But right now, tentatively, we'll hold it for Sunday the 19th. All right. Any other prayer requests you've thought of since we... All right, let's stand and ask God to help us here. Pray for the Dominican Republic. Let's be faithful to pray for them. I'm asking the men there to find some land for us to try to build a church. I'd like to get some land to quit renting, paying rent. I'd like for us to finally get where we're gaining some equity in something over there. So pray about that. God would help us. And then Brother Elias has lost his building. Actually, they're remodeling it. They're saying they'll rent it back to him when they get it finished, but they're probably going to go up on price, and they're not making it any bigger, I don't think. And so they're having services together in Brother Green's building, but they have gave him notice that they're going to stop renting it to him. And their churches are really growing, so I know the Lord is going to take care of them, but it's difficult over there. They pay like $250 a month apiece. And for them, if they get enough money in tithes and offerings to pay their rent, they're very fortunate. And so they struggle with that. And I'm trying to, if we could find some land and build them something. And then pray about this. I really fully intend to have a youth band clinic over there next summer. And I'm asking everybody to provide at least a used instrument for somebody over there that would like to be in the band. If you go over there, take your instrument and take another one. And if you don't play one and you want to go, well, just go take one. That'd be all right, too. Take a used one and leave it. That's what I'm saying. Buy you a new one. Take your old one over and leave it. Or find one in a garage sale or somewhere between now and then to help them get a band started over there. All right. And then pray for Josecito and Denise. That's his wife. They are in St. Martin and been there for 2 years. She is a French citizen. Because her daddy was, she was able to get her papers for that. And her husband is there over there to get papers for that. We've got a church in St. Martin. It's a Haitian church. One time, Brother Leninger, I'll just tell y'all, and rest, y'all can rest just a second. One time I was with Brother Leninger, we was riding along, and he said, "Oh," he said, "I forgot." I said, "Forgot what?" He said, "Brother D.D." He said, "Brother D.D. told me I needed to come over there. They need a pastor in St. Martin." Sister Leninger said, "Ray, that was 2 years ago." He said, "Well, we better get over there then." So we went over there, as there still was a church there. It was in bad shape, but it was still there. Anyway, Brother Leninger's work, he did good, because there's still a church there, and they still don't have a pastor. I've got Brother D.D. working as a pastor, but he claims he's not the pastor. He's going to help them till God sends them one. Anyway, Josecito and Sister Denise, they call her Cookie. She's there, and they think they'll have his French resident papers in October. And if they are, they're coming here. They'll probably stay with us maybe, I don't know, 6 months or a year, and they want to learn more about the body, and so pray for them. You'll love them. It's Brother, how many of you remember Brother Calderon? It's his son. And this guy, his leg, he's made out of rubber, partly. When he gets the Spirit hits him, his legs gets to doing a thing I've never seen. anybody do, he says he's as limp as a dish rag. And I love to watch him get in the spirit. He just, his neck gets rubbery and his legs, he looks like he's going to fall down every step, but somehow he stays above ground. But he just enjoys God so much in the spirit of God, and he's got the sweetest disposition. You'll just love him and him and her both. So pray, because you know, we may not even let them go back home. We may just keep them. But no, they'll be a great asset over there, and they have a burden. Did you know that? They're making pretty good money but their whole heart is to get in a better condition where they can help the work in the Dominican Republic. So pray for Brother Joselo. Joselo?
Yeah.
That's his name. They call him Josecito. That itcito means little. You know, that's the little one. If you got a, you know, like, that's his daddy's name is
Jose.
Yeah. Jose. And so, Josecito, that's, you know, that's a little Jose. That's a little junior. So he can't get rid of that ito very easy. And so we, anyway, all right, stand back up and let's pray. This is a popcorn prayer service, evidently. Thank you, Lord, God, for your goodness and mercy. Help us, O God, with our needs, Lord. We know we're needy of you. Oh, Jesus, touch Sister Jackie Tucker, Lord. Help her, O God. Oh, let her finish out her days without pain and suffering, if it's at all possible, Father. Nevertheless, your will be done, O God. These other needs, Lord, these that are sick and couldn't be here tonight, and different situations of life that hindered them from being here. God help them. Touch the church and republic, the Dominican Republic. Josecito and Denise, God, touch them and help them. Oh, God. God, would you grant us this fullness? Oh, God, give us a complete walk in you. Keep working in us. Keep touching our young people. Oh, God, help them, encourage them. Lord, give them sober minds to work for you and to answer the call that you're putting on their lives, Jesus. Oh, God, help us with our everyday needs. Dear God, Jesus, we need you. We've got situations that we need you to move and help us in, Lord. God, touch Brother Danny Beckwith. Have your will. Work in his life. Do something, God. Draw him closer to you. Use this, Lord, for your glory. You're working in their lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless this offering tonight, Jesus. We pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I start just thinking about that. But I wanted you to go down there too. Yeah. Say something? Yeah, I'm taking my mic. He's appreciate having him.
People, every joint supplieth a need. And I appreciate Brother Smith. I appreciate this assembly here, Brother Weininger, and you know, all the people of God. We need each other more now than we've ever needed each other. We need encouragement. We need the Amen. Word of God. Amen. You know, I appreciate Brother Smith's words. You know, it's so important to know what's written in the book. To know what's transpiring here in this time, in this age. You know, we can see the shaking. We can see the movement of the government and the direction that it's heading. But, you know, we can see God and what He's doing among His people. And this is an encouraging time. This ain't a time to be down or in despair. But this is a time to have our eyes fastened on our King, to be fastened on the body of Christ, to know what He's going to do with His people. You know, we've been at the backside of the desert for a long time, and God's getting ready to bring His people to the front. And I want to be a part of that movement. I don't want to be a part of any other movement here in the earth, but to be a part of God's people and what He's doing in the earth today. You know, it says the kingdom of God grows, but men know not how. But God's building His church. He's establishing His people. You know, we can feel it in the Spirit of God. We're embarking on a great move of God. He's moving today. He's moving right now. But, you know, it's nothing compared to what He's going to do. You know, I don't want to miss out on God. I don't want to miss out on anything that He's doing. But I want my eyes open. I want my eyes fastened on Him, you know. To behold the Lord and His goodness. I want to be one of those that get the fullness, to get all the height, the depth, all of it. I want every part that I can get of God, because I want to move on. I know that I can be hindered by my flesh if I stand still. But if I'm walking with my King, if I'm visiting Him in the cool of the evening, you know, I gotta have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or I'm not gonna make it. You know, I can be here and try to hold on to the coattails of the ministry and of the saints of God, but it don't work that way. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We gotta have our relationship right with Jesus Christ. You know, and I want to go on. That's my desire, to go on, because God's doing some great things in the earth today. You know, I'd fainted unless I'd seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, He's doing something right now. I don't just have to have my hope off in the future, but I have it here today. Have it here today. You never know what's going to happen when our ministry gets up. You know, when Brother Smith or Brother Richie or whoever's up, you never know what God is going to do, how He's going to speak through that person, and how that's going to change your life from here on out. You never know what God's going to do. You never know what the next great move is going to be. So I want to have my ears tuned in the Spirit of God. I want my eyes fastened on Him. You know, there's a lot of things we can learn here on this earth today. There's so many books. There's so many people come up with ideas that fascinate our minds, but there ain't nothing more fascinating than the Word of God. There ain't nothing more fascinating than what God's doing with His people. And I'm just thankful. God's done so many things in my life. He's worked so many miracles. I don't want to get my eyes off Him for a second. I don't want to let my mind defeat me, but I want to be a victorious child of the King. You know, His people are victorious. There's always a shadow of a king in His people. And I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful for the words I've heard, and I look forward to the rest of the service and what God's going to do. But I just want to be thankful for what God's doing. You know, it's not a small thing that we're here, but we've been called. Out of millions of people, we've been called here to the body of Christ in a small but holy band. And I don't want to forsake holiness. I don't want to forsake the things that this body of people stood for so long. And I'm just appreciative for everything that's going on here in the body of Christ. And I'm just looking forward to what God's doing, to what He's doing, and to what He will do. You know, I'm just thankful that I'm alive here. And now, some people wish that they were alive in the early church, but there was a falling away. But there ain't going to be a falling away in the latter rain. You know, but He's going to establish His people, and I'm thankful for all that God's doing.
If I didn't make that very clear, I'll say that, let me give you those four things. That the length is faith. The depth is virtue. That has to do with when you add strength, you have to have a foundation. A foundation is what adds strength. If you don't have foundation, you're not going to go very far in God. You'll fall if you don't have a foundation of repentance and God touching your life of obedience, where you begin to make commitments and obey Him. That's your foundation. When God starts putting a foundation in your life is when He starts working obedience in your life. The breadth is the fear of God, and the height is honor. The fear of God, you'll get more fear of God when you start gaining knowledge, temperance, and patience. God starts opening up understanding to you. And then height, of course, I said was honor. So anyway, that's how I'm putting those. That was approved by R.E. Liniger, by the way. All right. Answer your phone. I'll see y'all Sunday morning. God bless you. Yes. Okay. Okay. Brother Brett, be here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock mowing. If you could come up and help him, it'd be a blessing. Just don't let Brother Brett carry this whole shoulder, this whole burden of mowing the yard. So. If you could come up and help, it'd be just take about an hour and a half, something like that, or less than that if enough people come help. All right, shake hands with one another and be friendly.